WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
All of us can use more information about healthy aging and awareness of good brain health practices. My guest today is going to talk about an upcoming conference that's free and open to the public on Monday, May 18th, the 18th Annual Mind Matters Health Summit. Dr. Greg Jyka is a faculty member in the Department of Neurology and Director of Clinical Trials at UK's Sanders Brown Center on Aging. Greg, it's such a pleasure to talk with you as always. I wanted to touch base with you a little bit about an upcoming conference. It's the 18th Annual Mind Matters Health Summit at FASIG Tipton. Can you tell us a little bit about what the conference is about and who is the target audience?
Yeah, no, that's great. Referring to it as a conference makes it sound like it's for medical professionals, but it's really designed for our community members that are aging, that want to find out how they can keep their brain healthy as they age. Many of the folks that show are folks that are in their golden years after the age of 65, but also we have many folks that are much younger, but they may be a caregiver for their parents and want to learn about how best to keep their brains healthy, active as they age, how to avoid diseases like Alzheimer's, and it's all done in a lay terms for the average folk walking down the street, and it's all designed to be interactive and just fun.
Well, you know, I've attended the conference in the past, and I was really impressed at sort of the way that speakers read the room, because regardless of your education level or your expertise or lack thereof in a certain subject, there is something for everybody in this conference.
That's true. You know, we have some lectures, didactic presentations, some one-on-one. We're doing something interesting this year. Both myself and Dr. Peter Nelson, who's our neuropathologist, will kind of be playing off one another in an Ask the Doc session that will run in the morning and as well in the afternoon. And all the exhibitors, all of the booths that come in, there's something to do at every one of them. So if you're interested in reducing your stroke risk, well, there are screens there for you. If you're interested in stimulating your creativity and art flow, there are several organizations that will be there presenting. Really all folks trying to engage and enrich our lives as we age.
Well, and I'm thinking there will probably be a lot of discussion about everything ranging from types of exercise we can be doing over the years, dietary modifications potentially, and then, of course, resources that are out there, whether we're a caregiver or we're in our golden years ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely true. As a matter of fact, Dr. Sean Caudill from Internal Medicine, he'll be opening up with a talk on healthy lifestyle activities and medical issues, how to manage them best to maintain brain health. And then we have a neuropsychology fellow who actually worked with us for many years here at the Center on Aging, went to the University of Washington for a few years and is now back with us. She'll be closing the conference with a talk on technology, how we can embrace and use technology to keep ourselves functional and make sure the bills are paid, the medicines are taken on time, and everything else that technology, and of course, this is a real buzzword, you know, I'm sure she'll throw some AI in the mix as well for us all, so that we can really embrace this. The technological advances have been designed to really help us stay healthier, happier as we age. And so I'm really excited about that, especially to learn from somebody who's a little bit younger, who actually understands some of the technology that I myself am am grasping with.
Well, Greg, where can folks go to learn more about the conference? I'm assuming just put something in their favorite search engine about Mind Matters Health Summit.
So I think they can do that. They can always search Sanders Brown Center on Aging, and there are pieces there, sign up codes to register for the event. Of course, we always accept walk-ins. And we have a pretty good capacity, for over 500 people. We usually get close to that though. So it's a good idea to register in advance. You can also call us at the center if you'd like to register or get more information. We'll send that out to you. That's 859-323-5550. Sarah will pick up the phone. Just tell Sarah what you're looking for, and she'll help you out. Again, 859-323-5550.
Well, Greg, before we part, is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about the upcoming Mind Matters Health Summit?
No, well, I think all in all, I think we covered fun. It runs from 10 to 2, and we realize that's over the lunch hour, so we're providing free lunch to everybody. Attendance is absolutely free. Lunch will be catered by Wita Michelle and her catering group, so sure to be brain healthy and delicious. So don't worry about bringing lunch with you. We got you covered. But come learn and explore with us.
My thanks today to Dr. Greg Jaika, faculty member in the UK Department of Pathology and director of clinical trials at the Sanders Brown Center on Aging, for talking with us about the upcoming free and open to the public 18th Annual Mind Matters Health Summit at FASIG Tempton. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.